This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
Harper Audio presents The Christmas Card by Dilly Court, read by Annie Aldington.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. Doughty Street, London, December 1862. The grandfather clock wobbled dangerously, its pendulum swinging to and fro in a carillon of chimes as it toppled off the carter's wagon and hit the frosty cobblestones with a resounding crash. With her arm around her sobbing mother, 19-year-old Alice stood on the pavement outside their home, watching helplessly as the bailiff's men picked up the splintered wood and hurled it on top of her late father's favourite armchair. For a moment, it was as if Clement Radcliffe was still sitting there, his spectacles balanced on the tip of his nose as he studied the morning newspaper. With his nightcap slightly askew on his balding head and his moth-eaten red velvet robe wrapped tightly around his thin frame, he had always seemed oblivious to the world about him. An academic by profession and inclination, Clement had rarely come down to earth, and when he did, it was usually to ask for another lump of coal to be placed on the fire, or another candle to make reading easier. And now he was dead.
"Gracious heavens! That clock should have come to me!" Jane Radcliffe clicked her tongue against...